Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
Hey, guys, this is Rich from the Woodlands, and I am getting married on Sunday, and I get to marry my best friend, and I get to finish my story.
Finish your story?
Well, it's you know, we have had, we separated, we broke up like 2 years ago, and we had no contact and had no contact with each other at all. And then four Saturdays ago, I text her out of the blue and sent her a message saying, "Good morning, beautiful." And she texted me back and said, "No."
Oh.
And she said, "I am looking for just friends." And I said, "That was cute. And come to church with me the next day." And she said, "You have one thing to do. This is, I know you don't like to do this, but if you want to talk to me, call me on the phone." And I hate to talk on the phone. And we had a 3-hour conversation, and she went to church with me. And after church that afternoon, I said, "This is it. Let's get together. We're going to be together forever."
In 4 weeks, wow, this is like a movie. You know that, Rich, right?
Yeah, she is my soulmate, she is my best friend, and God has brought us back together, and that's it.
Well, brother, congratulations, first of all. What's her name?
Bonnie.
What did you say to Bonnie on the phone that 3 hours that really turned things around?
Just that I changed over the last 2 years and I was.
You apologized.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm hearing you.
Okay. Now Mo's in.
Yes.
Now things are coming into focus.
And I was a different person, and that I was the person that she needed in her life.
Amazing. Well, I hope you can continue to be that person. We're super proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can I get an amen for this amazing love story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Yep, thank you.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull. We got a chance for you to win $20,000 in Nay of the Day. You could use that to buy a horse or whatever you like. Details online at thebullhouston.com. Do you have a crazy nickname? 713-881-5500. I heard an old interview from 2015 with Parker McCollum about his nickname, the Limestone Kid.
So I grew up in Conroe, and in the summer, me and my cousins would work on our grandfather's ranch in Limestone County, just outside of Waco.
Nothing geological here.
Yeah, no, not really. It doesn't really have anything to do with actual limestone.
See, I wondered about that.
Whoa, and he sounds like a baby. Too.
You should see the video. He looks like a baby.
Baby Parker.
Mo, you have a nickname growing up?
No, nothing that people call me to my face, at least.
I've got several that you don't know about.
Exactly.
What about you, Eric? Growing up, what was your nickname?
Bobby.
Bobby?
They called me Bobby for all of high school, because you remember that cartoon Bobby's World?
No.
Sure. They said I look like Bobby from Bobby's World.
Bobby's, okay,
yeah, he's a real tiny kid.
I'm gonna Google that. Bobby's. My nickname growing up was Wild Pig.
What?
I still to this day I don't know. That was from my friends. I have no idea. They were just. Anyway, that was
my nickname. They were your friends, George.
Tell us about crazy nicknames. 713-881-5500.
Kelsey in League City, tell us about the nickname first. What is the nickname that someone you love has?
So my sister, who's 2 years younger than me, we call her Poops.
Still to this day?
Still to this day. She's 30 years old.
Okay, if you call her on the phone, sorry, I know you got a great story here, but if you call her on the phone, you'll say, "Hey, Poops."
100%. And it says, "In case of emergency, Poops." So when she calls me, it says, "Ice Poops."
What? All right. Yes. How did she get that nickname?
So she's always been like, she's a marine biologist now, but she loved like zoos and aquariums and everything. And we had some godchildren, and every time we would go to the zoo with them, Krista would get pooped on by like a bird, or like walk by the elephants and get exploded on, like whatever.
It's like a poo magnet.
Oh, yeah, for real. And that's continued. Like, that's her badge of honor.
Well, I'm not sure I'd call it a badge of honor, but yes, yeah.
Hey, she's proud. She likes it.
Hey, D-Wayne, I got a question. I feel like you're a guy who knows people with a bunch of nicknames.
Man, I used to give some guys nicknames, and it's usually pretty bad.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Wait, he just said they were bad, Mo.
I'm ready.
I had one called Sissy Britches.
Mm-hmm. Why,
okay, move on. Not I think we know. I think we can all guess why.
Appropriate.
Got that nickname. Give me somebody else.
I had one SFB.
And what's that stand for?
For brains.
That sounds like something
I told
my
you this was
say.
A bad idea.
This is a great idea.
Yes, yes. More. Give us more.
One more.
I had another one called Squirrel Brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Squirrel Brains.
That was our CFO. It was right. Squirrel Brains.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. I can only imagine.
Thanks for giving Mo the idea to call me Sissy Britches from now on.
Sissy Britches. It's going to stick.
George Mo and Sissy Britches in the morning.
All right, today is Ford's first day of kindergarten. Eric's son, Ford, is starting kindergarten. We'll talk about that coming up in just about 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, Mo, it's time to salute our 6 o'clockers.
What are you doing up listening to the Morning Bullpen this morning? Well, welcome. Thank you for listening. We love having you as a part of our 6 o'clockers club. And we get to reward you this week because caller 10 is going to win a 4-pack of tickets to join us in our Texan suite to see the Texans take on the Giants. It's the very first preseason home game. It's happening on Saturday, and caller 10 is going 713-881-5500.
Well, the Astros have won 7 in a row, but literally the hottest ticket in town is the Houston Texans. Yesterday, they were practicing outside, Mo, in the middle of the day, in the heat.
Whoa!
We're talking literally the hottest ticket in town, and we want our 6 o'clockers to come out and join us for a game.
Hey, good morning, the Bull. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hi.
What's up?
What's your name and where are you calling from?
Emery, I'm from Houston, Texas.
What's up, Emery? What are you doing up this early?
I'm on my way to work.
I love it. Do you want to give a shout out to where you work?
Think neurology.
Woo! Woo!
Okay. Emily, up early, earning that money. And we want to say congratulations because you are caller number 10 for the Texans tickets.
Let's go. Texans Giants, the first preseason home game happening at NRG on Saturday. It's a noon game. You can hear every snap right here on the home of your Houston Texans. We're 100.3 the Bull. Congrats, Mama.
Thank you.
Do you have a Texans jersey?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who's on your jersey?
Andre Johnson.
Oh, that's... You can still get away with that forever and ever.
Totally on brand. I mean, he just got into the Hall of Fame.
Ever.
Emily, congratulations for being our 6 o'clocker winner this morning, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We'll give you all the information. We'll do this again tomorrow between 6 and 7 o'clock. You'll have a chance to get in for the Texans tickets, all right? Also, don't forget, another chance to win coming up between 7 and 8 o'clock. It's Neigh of the Day. You could win a horse. Actually, it's $20,000. Details at thebullhouston.com. If you're just getting back into the swing of back to school, don't forget, we're giving away a horse. It's called Neigh of the Day, and we're actually giving away $20,000. You can get a key to try to unlock our horse trailer. That happens between 7 and 8 o'clock this morning here on The Bull. Today is a day that we've all been dreading.
It's so true.
Because Eric's going to cry before he can get out of here.
Yeah, I'm the only one laughing right now, but really it's because I'm sobbing like a child on the inside.
Today is his baby boy, Ford.
Yep.
It's his first day of kindergarten.
He's never gone to school before. He did like a daycare when he was like 2, and he would go for like
two or three hours just to get used to being around other kids, but he hasn't done it in a long time.
Wow.
So he's
unsocialized. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. A lot of money. Good luck, teachers.
And so he's got all his school supplies. He picked out his backpack online. Ooh. It showed up. He went.
Now, does he have like a character backpack?
No. So we did give him the option for some of his favorite characters, but he wants to be known as a gamer. Oh. He plays the Nintendo Switch all the time. He wants every kid to know.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay. So that's on the backpack?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So he's good.
If you are in Katy and you see a kid with a gamer backpack that looks too small to be there, that's my little boy. And shout out to my daughter, Charlie. She's 9. Mm-hmm. She's starting 4th grade today as well.
My goodness.
So, you know, when they ask for school supplies every year, I always wondered why they ask you to bring boxes of tissues. Mm-hmm. But now I know, because Eric is going to be boohooing. You're actually going to go do the car line this morning, yeah, right? Yeah, the car rider line?
Y'all are being awesome and letting me take off from the studio. So I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to go get in the car rider line.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I'm going to call here in a bit, and I'm going to check in from the rider line with Ford, and you can ask him about his first day of school.
Okay, you've never done the car rider line in the mornings, right?
No, I am the pickup dad.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we get out of here, you know, sometime around 1 o'clock, so I'm there early. And so I'm first in line. I've never really experienced what the car rider line is like.
Yes,
when you have to wait. I hear it's a nightmare.
people don't know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you both letting me go, but I'm going to be a mess.
I know you're going to be a mess. That's why I said I'm kind of glad that you're going.
I'm glad you're going as well. Yes.
All right. Well, I hope it goes well. Ford, Charlie, everybody else that's back to school. Hope you all have a great first day of school. We'll check in with Eric and find out how he does in the car rider line and how Ford's doing, too. Yeah. It's all coming up. Our back to school show here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for jury duty this morning. This is where we solve the world's problems every morning. 5 calls say it all. Your opinions help us get our verdict this morning. And the question that we have to debate this morning is,
do grown adults cut their sandwiches?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. When you said it was sandwiches, you didn't tell me it was about cutting sandwiches.
I'm sorry that I'm going to solve the world's problems today, George. This is what jury duty is about, and I have your wife on the phone.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Miss Deanna.
Good morning, Miss Mo.
You know what? Eric leaves the studio, and you get Deanna to back you up?
Yes.
This is worse than Eric being here.
She doesn't approve of how you cut your sandwich.
What's wrong with how I cut my sandwich?
Oh, honey, you cut it for children. I mean, it's like a child.
It's not.
You cut it. It's terrible. You eat the middle out. It's just horrible.
Do you eat it without crust, Mr. George?
No, hang on. Let me defend myself, okay? Here's the thing. I cut the sandwich like any normal person does. I cut it right down the middle.
George. It just seems. No. I mean, before preschool, I'm cutting it into like Mickey Mouse or like a heart, uncrustable. You have to seal it to make sure none of the stuff comes out. Yeah. Like, George, you're next level.
But
I'm just telling you, if you order something from Jimmy John's and ask them to cut it in half, they're going to be like, this is for a toddler.
What is this, for a child?
They make you put your name on your sandwich to make sure who's saying, you know.
Exactly.
There is nothing wrong. There is absolutely nothing wrong with an adult man cutting their sandwich in half.
Well, we're about to find out, because that's what jury duty's all about, George. And I think we're going to put an end to this madness for good.
All right. 5 calls say it all on jury duty this morning.
Eric is on the phone in Houston. Eric, that sounds like a manly name.
A little bit.
Eric, do grown adults cut their sandwiches?
I'd say it depends. If you're talking about a sub, I think it's okay to cut it in half. But if you're talking about normal sliced bread, no, you shouldn't.
Okay, let's talk about normal sliced bread.
I am talking about normal sliced bread, because that's the kind of sandwich. But Eric, if you don't cut it in half, how do you get to the good stuff in the middle of the sandwich?
And you got to eat your way to it.
That's right. Eat your crust. It makes your eyes stronger or something. I don't know.
All right. Juror number two is Leslie in Humble. Leslie, do grown adults cut their sandwiches?
Yes, diagonally. Easier to eat, easier to put in a bag. And you can get all the goodness from the inside. Oh, yeah.
Definitely. You cut it right down the middle, Leslie.
No, diagonally.
No.
Hey, it fits in a bag no matter how you cut it. Just want to
be clear. No, it fits easier in a bag. Easier in a bag.
Okay, all right.
Test it out.
Okay, test it out. Will do. Okay, all right. So let's go to juror number three this morning,
Beth. That's Dominic. Dominic's on the phone. Turn your radio off, friend. I have a question for you. Do grown adults cut their sandwiches, yes or no?
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Now, Dominic, it's how old are you?
I'm 15.
You're 15. Do you cut your sandwich?
He's more closer to a toddler than he is your age.
Well, that's true. Valid. All right, that's valid. So he's 15.
Dominic,
thank you
for calling.
So, all right.
He cuts his sandwich.
Let's go to juror number four. That's Kenneth. Kenneth, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Oh, hang on. No, I think I have Kevin in Conroe. Instead of Kenneth. Kevin. Do grown adults, Kevin, cut their sandwiches when they make them? And I'm talking about homemade sliced bread sandwich.
No, I don't cut mine.
That's right, because you're a man.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin.
Yeah.
How do you get to the goodness of everything that's right in the middle of the sandwich?
George, you have to eat everything on your plate.
Start at one corner and work your way across.
Absolutely.
Corner to corner, the way God intended.
Why are you still on the phone, Deanna? That's what I want to know.
Never leave. Never leave, girl. George, this is closer than I like it to be, and it's coming down to a nice lady named Donna in Spring. Donna, you're juror number five. Answer our question. Do grown adults cut their sandwiches?
I am going to go with the unpopular opinion of no, because if it's a good sandwich, everything's just going to fall out of it anyway. So I say, like, just put elbows out, go at it, and... Like a big boy.
I appreciate the details.
Did you say elbows out?
She did. She knows how to eat her sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's my girl.
Absolutely. Like a big man.
Like a big boy, George. You can eat your sandwich like a big boy.
George, I think this is a win for your wife, your relationship, and your marriage. Let's do this.
By the way, Donna, you can't call this radio show anymore.
No, that is actually opposite of what you guys told me last time. You told me I could call any.
It just depends
on because you agreed with me last time. All right, Mo. Let's have it here.
Hit the gavel.
Final verdict here on jury duty.
Do grown adults cut their sandwiches? The answer is no.
I don't know what you're missing.
The end.
Five calls say it all every morning on jury duty. Deanna, stop laughing.
I love her.
On the Morning Bullpen.
Whether you're riding the bull.
Eric left the show, 30, 45 minutes ago, Mo? Yes. Something like that. So we wanted to check in on you, Eric. Are you in the car rider line, the morning car rider line?
Is that what you call this? Oh, my Lord. This is chaos. This is absolute chaos. There's traffic in two blocks every single direction. I mean, I can't even see the school at this point.
Sounds about right.
Hey, welcome to the morning drop-off line, Dad.
I had no idea. I'm usually the pickup dad, but I get there really early and I nap in my car. So I'm always like fifth or sixth in line. But this, people deal with this every single day.
Mm-hmm. How's Ford doing?
So he's very excited. Charlie is very excited. We have gone over what we call our highs and lows, where the best part of our day, the worst part of our day, what they're looking most forward to. I have already cried three times.
No.
Shocking.
As soon as I walk in, I see their little sign, and it says Charlie's first day of fourth grade and then Ford's first day of kindergarten, and I lost it immediately.
Of course you did. And he's fine, though, right? He's ready to go.
Oh, he couldn't wait to get out of the house. He is so excited.
Okay.
Sweet baby.
Kylie, if you're listening, please get Eric a tissue, because when they finally get up to the school in the car rider line and Ford gets out, it's going to be a mess. Last night, Eric had a chance to talk to Ford for just a minute about his first day of kindergarten, and this is the way it went.
All right, it is August 13th, 2024. Ford is taking a bath before his first day of school ever. Ford, what grade are you going to be in tomorrow?
Kindergarten.
Are you so excited?
Yes, very.
You're getting so big. I love you so much. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that from 100 miles.
You know that from 100 miles? How many times do I tell you I love you every day?
Oh, no. Too many to count.
So tell me about your teacher. What did you think of her?
She was very nice.
Are you looking forward to making friends?
I don't know.
Well, can I tell you one bit of advice?
What?
If you see somebody who's all by themselves, go up to that person and say, hey, want to play?
What? I go like, hey, my name's Ford. What's your name?
That's exactly right. Maybe you don't use that weird voice. Okay, and what are we never going to be in school?
A bully.
A bully. Good answer, buddy. Give me a high five. We are always going to be kind to other people, right?
Yeah.
I have one more question for you.
Of course.
If you had to pick between Mr. George and Miss Momo, who would you pick?
Momo.
Oh, that was very fast. She's got very bouncy hair.
That's rude of you, Daddy.
That's rude of me?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Should I apologize to Miss Momo?
No.
Attaboy. That's my boy.
All right, Eric, give him a kiss for us, buddy. Ooh. First day of kindergarten for Ford. A lot of kids headed back to school today. We'll get a check-in with Eric. Well, if he's recovered by then.
Give him a drink, somebody.
Okay, we'll get a live check-in with Eric coming up at about 7:50 this morning. Don't miss it. How did he handle it all? Has he recovered? It's all on the way here on the Morning Bullpen. Morning Bullpen, George, Mo, Eric is off dropping off his son, Ford, and his daughter, Charlie. It's Ford's first day of school, though, and so he is out doing that. I'm going to be out today, Mo, with another neighborhood stop yes. For our nay of the day.
Where are you going to be today, George?
I'm going to be in Pasadena.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to be at the American Legion Post 521. It's on Preston Avenue, 2221 Preston Avenue, and I'm going to be there for lunch hour today, 12 to 1.
Nice.
I have two keys that may unlock the horse trailer.
Yes, it's nay of the day. It's what it's all about. What's inside that horse trailer? Well, it's $20,000 for you to buy a horse or use the cash for whatever you'd like.
Yeah. So
go by, say hey to George. He can't wait to make you nay.
Yeah, two keys to give away between 12 and 1 o'clock. You do have to be present to win, so plan accordingly for your lunch hour. But we'd love to see you today. Again, it's American Legion Post 521. It's at 2221 Preston Avenue in Pasadena. One thing that we didn't think about, Mo, when we let Eric leave at about 6:45 this morning, what do we do for 10-minute tune?
You're right, George. I didn't think about that.
I didn't think about it. If he's not here, then we can't really do 10. Usually at this time.
I'm not doing it.
You're not singing?
No.
Come on,
I did
Mo.
It one time, right? I rapped, and I was
and
so good.
And everybody loved it.
Right, that's the problem. I just don't want to outshine Eric. This is his moment.
No, is that,
yes.
So with Eric gone,
yes,
dropping a Ford and Charlie off at school this mm-hmm. morning.
Happy
which
first day, everyone.
We're going to check in with him in about 15 or 20 minutes. But with him not here,
yes,
then we can't do the 10-minute tune, which we usually do at this time. So I don't know. I was thinking, what if we did this instead?
100.3 The Bulls.
Nay of the day. The nay of the day.
100.3 The Bulls.
It's nay of the day, and you are caller number 10.
Woohoo!
What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Davira, and I'm calling from the Woodlands.
Well, welcome. What are you going to name your horse, sister?
Oh, goodness. Roger, maybe?
Creative. It's $20,000, nay of the day. You can buy a horse or whatever you'd like. Congratulations. You're one step closer to that money.
Thank you. Awesome.
What would $20,000 mean to you right now?
Well, you know what? I'll be turning 50 next summer, and we're planning on a trip to Europe, so that would come awesome for that.
There you go.
Elevate it. You deserve it.
I love that. Did she put me on hold? Hello?
Sorry. I pressed something on the phone and I was about to die here in the car.
Oh my goodness, that made our morning.
Play that funky music now. Come on.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we have another chance to win. Only if you could play that funky music.
Woo, get down,
It'll
George.
Happen between noon and 1 today with Katie Neal. Also between noon and 1, I'm going to be in Pasadena at American Legion Post 521. It's at 2221 Preston Avenue in Pasadena today for lunch hour. I'll have two keys that I'm handing out there. Oh, I almost forgot. You got to give me your best nay.
Nay. And then nay. I couldn't come back, so I'm like, oh.
Nay of the day. Thank you, darling.
Hold on. Thank Stay on you. Hold, okay?
All right, yeah, don't go anywhere. No more funky music.
I'm not going anywhere now.
All right, coming up next here on the Morning Bullpen Show, we're going to check in on the car rider line. First day of school for Eric's little boy, Ford. We'll find out how Eric's doing. All right, we let Eric leave a little over an hour ago so that he could take Ford, his five-year-old. Right, Ford's five, right? Mm-hmm. And Ford is officially starting kindergarten today.
It's a big day. I know lots of kids are having their first day of school over the last couple weeks, next couple weeks. It's kind of a fun time.
When does Sailor go back to her
preschool program? Yeah. It's not till after Labor Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you got that. So we wanted to check in with Eric. Not sure we should, but we
probably not a good idea.
Wanted to check in with Eric. How you doing, buddy?
I'm in the parking lot and I can't leave.
Well, you know they're going to make you leave or they're going to call the cops.
Or I'm just saying. Yes.
I'm already crying. I was really strong for Ford and for the kids. But now that I'm out here by myself, it's rough. It is rough. I've got Charlie, who's 9, and she just went to 4th grade. Mm-hmm. And she's been excited the entire time until the moment we said goodbye.
Oh, no.
And she had these big tears in her eyes. And then Ford, I swear on my life that we ran back in there 3 times to give him hugs and kisses before we actually walked away crying. It was... I appreciate you letting me do this. It's been a soul-filling experience. I've never gotten to do first day of school ever in the history
goodness.
Of being a parent. So this is it's something.
It's a big deal.
Heck
and
yeah.
I'm glad that you got to be part of that because, first of all, I mean, kindergarten only happens once.
One time.
I mean, you know, this is a huge, huge transition in your life here. Oh, wait, I'm not making things
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's not helping.
That's not helping. One of I think the straw that broke the camel's back, like I was keeping it together pretty well. Mm-hmm. And then one of the teachers on the way out, they're giving high fives to all the parents. Okay. And one of them goes, "Hey, Dad, we got her." And I was like, oh. I said, "No, I don't want you to. I want to run back in and grab both of my children."
Yeah.
They said, the smiles on their faces this afternoon is going to change your mind, I promise.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh.
Till tomorrow on the show when we can hear and catch up a little bit on Ford's first day. Because, I mean, this, again, not that Charlie is any less important, but she's gone through this. And like you said, 4th grade, she's done this a couple of times. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to hear his take on it. Because here's the thing, and you've mentioned this before, Eric, and you can kind of go the timeline a little better than I did. But Ford was a COVID baby. So he's never been in, like, daycare or anything like this. Is, like, first real foray into this.
Yeah, he turned 1 in March of 2020, and that's when everything shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never really, besides going to church and being with his friends there, being dropped off somewhere and spending long periods of time without us, is not something he's really all that used to.
So,
but he did sit there at his little table and was coloring. And as we walked away, I'm going to get emotional, Ian.
What'd he do?
A little kid walked up and sat next to him and started coloring with him. And I go, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's going to be fine.
Sweet baby. But what about you? Like, what are you guys going to do now?
What is the rule for day drinking?
What time does that start? There's some places that are doing that, right?
I think we should host
Moms
next year.
Mimosas.
Moms and Mimosas.
Plus Eric.
And Eric. Yeah. That's what we should do. That's it. So all the ladies, all the moms can come, and Eric will be there too. All right, buddy. All right. Well, hang in there. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. It's been a tough morning already on Eric. We have a chance for you to win $100. How about that? Maybe that'll cheer him up. We'll do Mo Knows Country coming up in 30 minutes on The Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Time to see if Kim in Pearland can take some money from Mo. Kim, this is how you get $100.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Kim?
Because it's Mo's money.
Yeah. Buddy. All right, tell her to get out of here, Kim, and we'll get this game started.
Mo, get on out of here so I can kick your booty.
Oh, all right. See you later.
Kim, I love you.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Usually, he's the one throwing things, but can you name the country star that had a thong thrown at him at a recent show?
Morgan Wallen.
Question number two. Rumors are swirling like smoke around this 91-year-old Texas country legend who just had to cancel three shows. Name him.
Willie Nelson.
Question number three. A one, a two, a three. Finish the name of Johnny Cash's band. It was called the
Troubadours. No, that's not right. I'm fucking, oh my God. Oh no.
All right, question number four. In 2023, big hair and big boobs were the rule of the day at a small town in Ireland that set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed like which country star?
Chesapeake Big Hair.
Chesty, you know, busty.
Question number five. What Texas star had a huge hit with the song The House That Built Me?
Miranda Lambert.
All right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against, okay?
Kim has so much energy, and I love her. I want her to call and just give me daily affirmations. She got three out of the five.
That's very, very average. Great job.
She's pretty excited about
it. Oh, average. Oh, no.
I don't know.
Let's see how you do, Mo, all right?
Okay, let's go.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. He's usually the one throwing things, but can you name the country star that just had a thong thrown at him at a recent show?
I think your hint would make me believe it was Morgan Wallen.
It was Morgan Wallen, and yes, he had a thong thrown at him.
I saw someone throw a cell phone at him recently also. Like, people stop throwing things at concerts.
And then he broke it.
Yes,
he did.
That is correct.
Yes. All right, you're tied 1-1. She got it right.
Okay, nice.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Rumors are swirling like smoke around this 91-year-old Texas country legend who just had to cancel three shows.
Yes. Willie Nelson.
Yes, Willie Nelson.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know. He'll get better. He'll be fine. He's
all right.
Willie.
2-2.
Okay.
Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
A one, a two, a three. Finish the name of Johnny Cash's band. The Tennessee.
Four?
No. Three. It was question number three. A one, a two, a three. The Tennessee three.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kim did not get that hint either.
Come on, y'all. I thought 1, 2, 3, 4 would be next, George?
She said the Tennessee
you.
Troubadours, which is actually a better band name.
Yeah.
Well, 2-2 is still
the
score.
Let's go.
All right, question number four. Mm-hmm. In 2023, big hair, big boobs were the rule of the day in a small town in Ireland that set the world record for the largest gathering of people dressed like which country star?
Dolly Parton?
It was Dolly Parton.
Yes.
That's really something.
Damn it, I didn't hear boobs. I didn't hear boobs.
Not only did Mo get it right, she also got the mental image of George saying boobs. And she can never escape it. 3-2.
All right, let's go.
And final question.
Okay.
What Texas country star had a huge hit with The House That Built Me?
Miranda Lambert.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It was Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Final score was 4-3, Kim. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Mo, just so you know, I would have tied if I'd have heard the boobs word. I'm just saying.
You missed George saying the boobs word. Do you need him to say it again?
No. The game is over.
Big boobs. Big boobs.
George ruined another thing for me.
All right.
And I really like that thing, George.
Kim. You know what you got to say to get out of here.
I know. I'm Kim from Pearland. Mo knows country, and she wins because it's Mo's money.
All right. We'll give you a chance to play. You can take the $100 next time we play Mo Knows Country here on 100.3 The Bull.